every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I'm a patriot.
Turn us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud and free. America is my name.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor. Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! That's right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hello, everyone. I am the Cajun man. I am the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Ball, we have a great, great show for you. That's right. I'm going to have Miss Grace and our husband, John Smith, with Boat Life. Grace is no stranger to Home Talk. We're going to be talking about caulking and sealants. We're going to be discussing the features and benefits, why you really need to come up with a plan to continue to maintain your home. Caulking and sealants play a big part of this, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And plus, hey, caulking and sealants can lower your home energy costs. So we're going to have a great show. I sure hope you stay with us. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web right now at HometalkUSA.com. And don't forget, you can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook and Twitter. And the keyword is HometalkUSA. And I'd like to welcome to the show. Again, she's no stranger. She's been with me. I don't know, Grace. We had 1,075 episodes right now, and I would tend to believe you probably did a quarter of these. it's been that long.
Oh, I don't feel that old.
Well, you know, we've been talking about caulks and sealants, and one of the other great products you have called Get Rot, which is a wood repair type of product. As a matter of fact, a couple months ago, you were down in our TV studio, and you did a great segment on Get Rock. But today, we're going to talk caulks and sealants. But before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about your company, the history of Boat Life.
Okay. Well, it was started by my father.
Okay.
So we're a second-generation company now. It was actually a spinoff from another company that he had, which was Theatrical Hardware. And you might say that's kind of a strange combination. But he had gotten into boating and realized that there were no sealants in the marine industry. And so he went back to his experience during World War II, where he ran the floating power plant in Manila as part of the Army Corps of Engineers. And they had a sealant that they were using then by the Air Force, was using it to fill bullet holes in the airplanes.
Wow.
So when he got started with his boat, the military had just released that product into the marketplace for consumer use. So he put two and two together, and Boat Life was born.
Wow. Now, so where are your products manufactured at?
We manufacture everything right in Charleston, South Carolina, grand old USA.
Well, I'll tell you, you're probably one of the few American manufacturing companies still in existence, and that's a great credit to you, your organization, your staff, your people. Who says that we can't produce here in the United States? And you're an example of it. You're still doing it.
And, that's right. You have to have a commitment to this country and to the people that live here.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, somebody has to have a job. If we don't pay taxes and we don't participate in the system, then it's really all for nothing. And that's what you're doing. You're providing jobs, and it's the trickle-down effect. It's not just your employees getting a paycheck. It's the vendors and, you know, that you do business with, your raw materials and things like that. But do you manufacture your own product line, though?
Oh, yes. Yes, we manufacture everything right in our headquarters in Charleston.
So let's talk a little bit about caulks and sealants. A little later in the show, we're going to have your technical, we call him your technical
specialist.
But he's also your husband.
Yes.
But he's going to be giving us some great demonstration, and he's going to be giving us a thorough education and some tips on caulking and sealants. And it, really, I'm excited when you see that. It's going to be a good segment to learn about this. But let's talk about caulks and sealants in general.
Okay.
Why it's important. Why we have to caulk our homes.
Well, for example, this time of year, when the weather's turning cooler, you want to keep, first of all, you want to keep out drafts. You want to keep out critters as they are looking for a warm place to spend their winter. You know, they can't winter in Florida like some others. So you want to keep out, you know, squirrels, snakes, bugs, and any kind of rodents. And then, of course, as you seal up openings where drafts will come through, not only are you sealing up the cold air from coming in, but you're sealing the warm air from going out. And that's just as important.
Yeah, we do shows and windows and doors, the prime example.
Yeah.
That we have to caulk. But, you know, we're not just talking about energy efficiency. We're talking about caulking, you know, to keep the weather out, to keep the moisture, rain, to keep...
Yeah, you want to keep any water out, because if that water gets into your house through unsealed areas, then you're also opening yourself to rot and mold and fungus and all kinds of nasty things.
Well, you know, it gets kind of confusing when you go to a box store and you see all, you know, a whole aisle of caulks and sealing products. And, you know, and again, your husband explained that all caulks are not the same. And he proved it. He actually proved it. And so with that being said, can you walk through the different type of caulks and what's the properties of these caulks?
Well, there's a plethora of caulks and sealants, as you mentioned. All you have to do is go into the big box store and you'll see enough there to confuse you for a lifetime. There are caulkings that are obviously suited for the indoor use, and then there are some that are more universal. You can use them inside and outside. Just to cover the most popular ones, you're talking silicones, polyurethanes, polysulfides, latex.
Silicone.
Yeah.
Silicone caulk.
And we actually make a sealant that's a combination. We call it a hybrid of polyurethane and silicone.
Now let's talk about the two types of caulks that we're going to be, John is going to be talking about and we're going to be seeing. You brought two types with us, right?
We brought three.
Brands. Three. Okay, explain.
Yeah. Okay, we brought one, which is Life Caulk. That's the polysulfide. That is actually the most chemical resistant sealant in the world.
Wow.
Of any sealants.
That's a strong statement now.
Yeah, and it goes back, the technology for it goes back quite a ways. As I said, they used it during World War II. But it is still today the most chemical resistant product.
All right.
Then you have what we call the Life Seal, which is a combination of polyurethane and silicone. And what that does is it takes the best properties of polyurethane and the best properties of silicone, and it brings them together. And you lose all the detrimental properties of each.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have a silicone. Now, our silicone is a neutral cure silicone. There's a lot of people that think all silicones are the same, but if you've ever opened a cartridge of silicone and you smell that vinegar smell, that's actually corrosive.
Wow.
That vinegar that's the curing system in the product, and that's corrosive, so you do not want to use that around any kind of metal or electronics or anything like that.
What's the best benefit of caulks and sealants? The best benefit? Energy efficiency?
Energy efficiency... as I said, it keep out rodents, keep out moisture.
So it has multi-purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to have to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have your technical
specialist
on. Mr. John Smith is going to be our guest, and he's going to talk about what we're going to be seeing a little later in the show when he's going to be demonstrating these caulking and sealing products. So stay with us. When we come back, we're going to have John Smith with Boat Life to talk about the caulk and sealants benefits, and going to be giving us some tips and demonstration on how Boat Life caulks actually are applied and some of the benefits. So stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I'm streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can follow me on all your social media outlets, Facebook and Twitter. And the key word is what? Home Talk USA. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, you hear? Yay! Ça c'est le bon ton relais!
And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! That's right. Don't forget that you can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter. Also, if you happen to miss one of our weekly episodes, you can go to our website at hometalktv.com. We have over 21 episodes. That's right, 21 episodes that you can actually view as we educate you, we guide you on all the topics that have to do with your home. We're talking about caulks and sealants, and if you just joining us, in the last segment we had Grace Smith with Boat Life. She was talking about the features and benefits, and giving us a little history about caulks, the type of caulks, what caulks are used for, and obviously the features and benefits of caulking and sealants. Well, now we have Boat Life's technical, the technical...
Well, it was changed.
You changed it.
It changed. It went from the technical, from the factory man to the technical specialist. But anyway.
Well, in the industry, you're known as the factory man, and you're also the spouse of Miss Grace Smith also, right?
Correct.
Wow. So how does that work out, you know, being all these years in a company and developing something so special and have to develop with your spouse? That's very special. It really is.
Well, she at work, she's the boss.
Well, we know that.
But that changes when she gets home.
That's right. All right, let's continue the conversation. With Grace, we talked about the different types of caulks and sealants. She gave us a little history about the caulks. But I guess I want to ask you, what goes where? That's where I want to start this. What goes where?
So you're going to start with a loaded question.
That's right. It's loaded.
All right. We have on page 4 of our catalog and on the website a very in-depth chart.
And we have one. We brought a chart right here.
Correct.
Right here. Brought a chart. And can you just show it on the screen right now? Great. We're going to show it. But explain this little chart right here that you have.
Well, the chart contains every known question, metal, plastic, that we've ever received in the office.
Okay.
It's rated from Life Cork to polyurethane, which we don't make anymore. All right? And it's listed with the code at the bottom. It's either the sealant's going to be good with the specific application of excellent, good, satisfactory, or... you know, not good at all. Not recommended.
And this is available on your website, right?
On the website and our catalog.
And your catalog. Great. Well, let me ask you this, John. Be a little bit more specific. Again, what goes where? Because you have to, like Grace said, you have to know the properties of caulk. You got to know basically what this particular caulk is used for. And you talk about that a lot, right? To make sure that you understand and read and spend, like you said, 5 minutes in learning about this particular product, right?
Well, we have very in-depth instructions on our labels. We just really implore people to please, before you start your project, read the information we provided. It's ever-changing over time because different things change. The LifeCork product is something that I personally like to use strictly when it comes to doing old wood boats.
Okay.
That was the beginning. That was the life of it. When we all changed out of that and went to fiberglass boats, which is the early 60s, we had to develop something new, different, and quicker than the sealing, than the curing capacities of LifeCork.
Wow.
The new one that's out there now today, or it's been out there for a very long period of time, we're still the only people in the world that make a polyurethane silicone called LifeSeal. LifeSeal comes in a number of different colors. And if you have a project that you really think you need to have, we'll make any color of the rainbow for you because we're the manufacturers and we make this.
Now, do all brands of sealants stick to one another, man?
No.
No.
No. Our sealants stick to one another. Yet, Brand X is definitely going to stick to Boat Life, and Boat Life's not going to stick to Brand X. It's all done differently. Our products are a family product. They all stick to one another.
Wow. I love that.
So they stick together in a family.
I'm talking about my personal experiences. You know, I have used white polysulfide in the past, and now it's yellow. Why? What's the problem here?
Well, there's really nothing in the chemical formula that's going to turn it yellow.
Okay.
Okay. What you're dealing with is outside influences, environmental outside influences. Like, say, for instance, if your boat was on Hudson Canal in Freeport, Long Island, on the approaches to JFK, okay, these airplanes are coming in, they're powering back. There's all kinds of things in the sky, and they're going to land on the particular vessel. Only recently did we go look at a boat in Wilmington, North Carolina, that was yellow on the port side and white on the starboard side.
Wow.
And after we looked around, I checked other boats in the area. They were all yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. What it was is on the port side was the upwind side, and the starboard side was the downwind side. So the air from looking around and checking the horizon, there was an old smokestack still in use. And that was the environmental contamination on the sealant.
Wow.
And everybody wants to know, well, what do I do now? You get a little bleach.
Yeah.
Add a little elbow grease and take it off. There's nothing wrong with the sealant. It's just the coating from the atmosphere.
Good point. Now, what is the life expectancy of your sealants? Because I need to tell you, through history, some of these sealants, they don't last very long. What about yours?
Well, they're definitely not like your modern waxes you put on your cars that says it's only going to last 19 car washes.
Wow.
All right. The last time we looked at a LifeCork that was in a particular boat was on Louise's father's old Wheeler, and it was removed after 33 years, and it was still as good as the day it went in.
John, I got about 50 seconds left. What are the greatest honeydew for sealants?
Honeydews? Let me tell you, when the wife is running around the show, and we do a lot of trade shows, she's not happy to be there, and she's got a growl on her face. I always inject the conversation with the husband. Like, you want to do a honeydew for your bride? Okay. That's when you go into the bathroom where the tub is, with the tile. You take out all the grungy grout. You make it nice and dry, clean it up, and put in a LifeCork, and that's the last time you'll have to do it. It's a honeydew that lasts eternity.
Very good point. Give me a website. How can we learn more about Boat Life?
www.boatlife.com.
That's boatlife.com.
Correct.
John, I want to thank you and Gray Schmidt for being our guests and talking about caulks and sealants, okay? All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have Guy Green. That's right. Guy Green is going to be our guest, and we're going to be talking about wood preservatives. He's with Green Products. So I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Don't forget, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yay!
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. That's right, this is the Cajun Man, the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. We want to welcome all of you. We also want to let my radio audience know that we are broadcasting on our television show as we're speaking right now on the Biz TV network. Check it out. And if you happen to miss our regular TV broadcasts, we do have over 33 episodes are in our archives, and you go to hometalktv.com, hometalktv.com. And again, you can access all this information through our main website, hometalkusa.com, hometalkusa.com. All right, my next guest is no stranger to Home Talk. His name is Milan Jara. He's with a company called Decorative Ceiling Tiles. And we're going to be discussing his ceiling tiles, but specifically his styrofoam ceiling tiles. Now, I know what you're saying right now, King. Come on. Styrofoam ceiling tiles. Yes, I'm telling you. It's so innovative that it can basically take the interior ceiling of your home, give you a beautiful decorative look, change your whole appearance, and something you could do yourself. Well, he's on the line right now to talk about this. His name is Milan Jara with Decorative Ceiling Tiles. Hey, Milan, I can't explain it as good as you do, but I'm sure trying, my friend.
You're getting better every time.
So, Milan, tell us your history. We have a lot of do-it-yourself female that are listening to us right now, and, this is a huge market where they want to tackle some home improvement jobs. And basically, tell us a little bit of your story, and I just want to talk to them and to let them know that they can actually do this type of construction themselves, and they don't have to be a professional.
Oh, sure. Okay, so I started this about probably 8 years ago, I'd say. And the reason why I started is because somebody has called me and said, would you like to install styrofoam ceiling tiles? I said, are you kidding me? Styrofoam? And so I took the job, installed the tiles. It looked really beautiful, and it was extremely easy. So that same week, I purchased our website, the decorativecealingtiles.net domain name, and that's our main thing. We are mostly online, so everything is there. So I suggest that you guys go there, take a look, and look for these styrofoam tiles. There's also a beautiful video by Ron Hazelton here who explains how easy it is to install and step-by-step instruction here. So if you were going to do it, you would just go to decorativeceilingtiles.net, hover over ceiling tiles, look by material, click on styrofoam. And here you see all the 50 designs and all the different options. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a beautiful video here. Now, I just finished a call with a lady from New York. She is 79 years old, and she has just done her bathroom with our product. She said it was so easy, she couldn't believe it, and she ordered some more. So and this is not a unique situation. We have, you know, people of all ages using these tiles, and it is something that is so easy and gives you so much wow factor that I don't. You know, there's nothing out there that can really compete with this, I'd say. You know, most affordable, easiest to use. And it can be painted. It can be painted with any water-based paints. We also paint it for you if you like. We have over 50 designs, so we have traditional, classic, you know, modern, contemporary, whatever you want. It actually goes over popcorn ceilings. So this tile can go over most ceiling surfaces, including popcorn. It goes over cracked ceiling, plaster, plywood. I mean, you name it, this tile can go pretty much over it, just with a little bit of glue. And they are so light that only 1 ounce each for 2.7 square feet you're looking at. They're priced in the neighborhood of $1.50 a square foot. And, you know, you cut them with scissors or a razor knife, put them up on your ceiling, and, you know, pretty much done, you know. Start in the center, strike your lines. Put these tiles up, work your way out, and once you get to the corners, you start cutting them to size, caulk everything, paint everything if you want to, and there it is, beautiful ceiling within hours. Sounds
wow.
good?
And again, this is something you don't have to be a professional. It's very light. When you get it, it comes what? Cardboard box, very light, and basically, you know, the videos and the how-to videos are there. You basically just measure it and glue it, and you can cut it with a regular razor knife. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. If you know, on the very site, on every product. So if you find a product you like, you can click on the tile, and right there is the ceiling wall tile project estimator. So you can click on that, just put in your square footage. It'll tell you exactly how many tiles you need, how much glue you need, and that's pretty much it. It's all in stock, so we can ship out of Florida within 24 hours, and you know, even if you are in California, it's only 5 days. So, you know, East Coast we do within 3 business days, Louisiana 2 days, you know, everything else, you know, 3 to 4 days. So I don't think there is a reason for, you know, unsightly ceilings to be out there anymore, but it's such a innovative and unique product that it's hard to believe that something like this can actually change the entire look. And because it's covering a ceiling, it covers a large area that will never be, you know, saturated with furniture or pictures or anything like that. It's the largest area of the room that usually doesn't get covered with anything. Therefore, it'll make the biggest impact on the room. And, you know, people love it. We've got so many testimonials on a daily basis. People are coming in, actually sending projects to a page that we have, a subdomain. It's called library.decorativeceilingtiles.net, and people send us pictures. We post it there, and we're receiving these on daily basis from, you know, from every single state in the U.S. And we also do Canada, but, you know, mainly U.S.
You have different impressions and different colors, right? Different styles, right?
Yes, we do. We do have different, you know, designs. We've got anything you can think of. I mean, there's 50 designs that we keep in stock. That's a lot of designs. There's the best-selling design would be the line art design, the simple square, which is like a coffered look. And we do have 19 colors that we currently offer. We are actually getting into new finishes where we're going to work with metal effects paints. What that is you get a paint with actual real metal particles. We will start doing, and we will activate it with acid, so you'll get a real patina look. So that's coming next.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to take a short break, so stay right here, okay? And stay right there, and then we're going to step away, and we're going to come right back. As we take a short break and hear from some of our great sponsors, we're talking to Milan Jara with Decorative Ceiling Tiles. We're discussing Styrofoam ceiling tiles, and we're going to get into the other type of tiles they do have. They do have nail up. We're talking about glue up, and we're also metal. So stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, catch a little bit of those Cajun girls dancing inside of home.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. That's right. Right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can also follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and the keyword is always what? HometalkUSA. All right, we're talking to Milan Jara. He's with Decorative Ceiling Tiles. We've been discussing Styrofoam ceiling tiles, the features and benefits, and how easy it is to install it. You don't have to be a professional. You can change the interior decor of your home into a real beautiful place. It can take a stale look and refreshing it. And I'm telling you, when you walk in your house, people would say, wow, what you did. You just totally remodeled the room. That's how good this product is. Now, Milan, you have some other products you want to talk about too, though.
Sure. Yeah, we've got, as you know, we focus on decorative ceiling tiles, as our name suggests. And so we have all kinds of ceiling tiles. We have aluminum, copper, faux leather, PVC, which we call faux tin. And we have tin-plated steel. We also have urethane tile, polyurethane tiles, for drop-in, glue-up, nail-up applications. And I would say there is probably 30,000-40,000 options that we actually offer here, from hand-painted finishes to unfinished materials. It depends what you are working on. Commercial, residential, we do it all. I mean, we do anything and everything, and we supply this product worldwide. As a matter of fact, we are supplying a U.S. base in Japan right now, which is kind of cool. And I don't know what they're doing there, but they're remodeling, I guess. So this product is definitely becoming popular. And not only we have tiles, we also have all the fillers you need if you want to finish off the edges and cornices, claw moldings, and all that. So we have everything matching for your project here on our website, decorativeceilingtiles.net, along with ideas, photo libraries, ever expanding. We also have beautiful how-to section where you can go to, you can read, or you can watch videos how to install these products. And people do innovative things with these. They do headboards. They use them as wall art. They use them on walls as an accent wall. We actually recently just got into wall paneling as well. We have 4x8 sheets in 50 designs and 40 colors. Miroflex product made in the USA, which actually I'm kind of happy to sell these out of the US to get our economy going a little better. We actually work with all the metal products we work with are made in the U.S. So, and if you, and these, not only that you can use these for ceilings, walls, but, you know, backsplash, which is also a wall. We have these beautiful aluminum backsplashes that people love to use in a silver finish to match their stainless steel-looking appliances. So, yeah, we've got a lot of products, Mike.
Well, you have it for the amateur, you have it for the do-it-yourselfer, and then you also have products for your professional, you know, remodeler, and that's what's good. I mean, it all boils down to the budget, and you pretty much have a product to fit your budget, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't get much more affordable than $1.48 square foot. You know what we should do, Mike? We should show these products on your TV show one time, so they can actually see how beautiful they are. You know, over the radio, it's good, but to actually see it, that's a different story right there.
Well, I am going to call you tomorrow. You got my word right now, because I tell you, you're right. If we can put a camera to it, and you can explain it, you know, seeing is believing, and touch, feel, whole. But I think when, you know, they can actually see the videos and see, like Ron Hazelton's doing a CD on your, you know, a how-to on your, in which you can go to decorativeceilingtiles.net, and you can see Ron install. It's very easy to do. But yes, it would have the full effect. But the thing is that you have to, you know, what a way to change the interior decor of your home without, you know, breaking the bank.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. People don't realize that it's actually pretty affordable. And you know what's funny? I just had a guy in my house, which I moved out of, and we had just pretty much, the whole place was pretty much empty, right? Except we had the ceiling done. And he's like, man, it feels so cozy. And I'm like, did you see the ceiling? It's like, yeah, man, there's nothing here, but it looks so cozy. I mean, it looks like everything is finished, but really it's just the ceiling.
Well, my friend, we're out of time. I want to thank you again. Give us a...
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Well, I'm going to call you tomorrow. I'm telling this on live air, but I'm going to call you tomorrow, and we're going to work out a deal to get you here and to our studio and actually do a TV segment because, man, that's the only thing missing, to be honest with you. But give us that website again. How can we learn more about decorative ceiling tiles?
All right. So the only place, decorativeceilingtiles.net. That is decorativeceilingtiles.net. Everything and anything about decorative ceiling tiles and wall coverings.
Say it one more time.
DecorativeCealingTiles.net.
DecoratedCealingTiles.net. Hey, I want to thank you so much for being our guest and on the show and talk about decorative ceiling tiles. And hey, we'll take you up on that off and get you on this on our TV show, which can be accessed at HomeTalkTV.com. Hey, thank you so much, Milan Jar with Decorative Ceiling Tiles. All right, y'all stay tuned right here when we come back off a break. No, that's it. That is the end of this segment. I apologize. Don't forget, next week, bon oui le jour. Yay! See you next week here.